Well, no. I can't tell where he lives, because he don't live, you see. Leastways, he's got out of the habit of living like you and me. Why, where you been for the last 3 years that you haven't heard folks tell how Jimmy Bludsoe passed in his checks the night of the Prairie Belle? He wa'n't no saint. Them engineers is pretty much all alike. One wife in Natchez under the hill, another one down in Pipe. A careless man in his talk with Jim, and an awkward hand in a row. But he never flunked, and he never lied. Well, I reckon he never knowed how. And this was all the religion he had, to treat his engine well, never be passed on the river, and to mind the pilot's bell. And if ever the Prairie Belle took fire, 1,000 times he swore he'd hold her nozzle agin the bank till the last soul got ashore. Well, all boats has their day on the Mississippi, and her day come at last. The Movesta was a better boat, but the Belle, she wouldn't be passed. And so she came tearing along that night, the oldest craft on the line, with a nigger squat on her safety valve, and her furnace crammed rosin and pine. The fire bust out as she cleared the bar and burnt a hole in the night. When quick as a flash, she turned and made for the willow bank on the right. It was running and cursing, but Jim yelled out over all the infernal roar, "I'll hold her nozzle again the bank till the last galoot's ashore." Through the hot black breath of the burning boat, Jim Bludsoe's voice was heard, and they all had faith in his cussedness, and they knowed he'd keep his word. And sure as you're born, they all got off before the smokestacks fell, and Bludsoe's ghost went up alone in the smoke of the Prairie Belle. No, he wa'n't no saint, but at judgment I'd run my chance with Jim alongside of some pious gentleman that wouldn't have shook hands with him. Why, he seen his duty, a dead sure thing, and he went for it, thar and then. And Christ, ain't it going to be too hard on a man that died for men?